Well, this week on Tool Time, it's what's new. What's new with you, Al? That lint? No, it's always been there, isn't it? Your shirt? New? No.
Well, Tim, what's new with Binford is that they've just come up with a brand new exterior wood filler. It's a quick-drying latex blend that will fill holes of any size.
Hmm. Like this one back here?
Tim, we'll be using it today on the door and wood frame.
That's right. Just a little bit. You can cover up scratches, nicks, any hole you have in that door.
A little dab will do ya.
It's a pretty hip reference, Al. Or is it daddy-o? How about a hula hoop? Let's get some bell bottoms. Come on.
Now, we're also proud to introduce to you this. Binford's anodized aluminum kick plate.
Kick plate? Hmm. Maybe something you should install in the rear of your pants. Very often, in the humid days, sometimes a door will wedge itself shut. So you end up holding groceries come in, you start kicking it. Hey, okay, honey!
Resulting in these unsightly kick marks.
Exactly. But those are a memory now because of the kick plate we've got. Install the bottom of the door now. Now you can kick till you're blue on the foot, and it won't damage the door. Why don't you give it a shot, Al? Okay. Yeah, well, you can give it a kick. Let's show how much abuse it can have. You can... Hey! Honey! Wilma!
Are you busy this weekend?
Yeah.
Look, I really need a favor. I'm thinking of buying some property.
In my neighborhood?
No. No.
Good, see ya.
Marv wants to sell me his place up at Saginaw Bay, and I was hoping maybe you could come and take a look at it with me.
Saginaw Bay, I got relatives up there. They got some real expensive homes up there, Al.
Well...
How many bedrooms does Marv have?
No bedrooms.
How many bathrooms?
No baths.
Remind me not to stand too close to Marv.
Ice fishing shanty.
A shanty?
Yeah, you know, it's a house, sits right there on the lake, and you can fish right through a hole in the floor.
What kind of ice you fishing for? Cubed? Crushed?
I really would value your opinion.
I can give it to you right now. You want to buy a shack with no bedrooms, no baths, that sits on a frozen lake. Let me just type that in the old real estate computer. Answer's coming up. Don't buy it.
Tim, I'd really like you to look at it with me. Besides, we can spend some time together, talk a little, catch some fish.
But why are you asking me? Why don't you ask Eileen?
Marv needs an answer by this weekend, and Eileen's going to be your house Saturday.
What?
Yeah, Jill invited the gals over to watch musicals.
The gals over? Is that this weekend she did that?
Yeah, and they're going to talk about their guys. And they said something about removing unnecessary body hair.
What time you want to pick me up?
How's 5:30 a.m.?
You stop by 5:30 a.m., I'll remove your unnecessary body.
Ice fishing in January. We are so jealous. Well, Dad, did you hear what the weatherman said? He said it's going to be 7 below 0.
Thank you, Mr. Thermometer.
Yeah, and that's a high.
It's not going to be that bad. Marv's shanty is real custom. He's got insulation in there, a heater, bunks, shelves, the works. It's a real cool place.
You know, I better make room in the freezer for all the fish Dad's going to catch.
You guys gotta stop teasing me. I'm starting to get real upset. I wish you'd stop it. And I don't care what you say. I'd rather be ice fishing anytime than be stuck here with women and these. Gigi. Funny girl. The King and I. Come on.
Dad, what's The King and I?
Some film about Elvis.
Morning.
Hi,
Eileen.
Morning. How come you're so early?
Hi. I just wanted to drop Al off so I could see him until the last possible second.
That's so sweet. You want some coffee?
Thanks.
Nice hat. You drive or fly over.
I'm really excited about our girls only party. Can I bring anything?
How about some men? You want some cream?
Yes, please.
Well, I know it's just one day, but I hope you won't forget the owl, man.
I'll be thinking of you the whole time. And I want to know everything that happens while you're up there, okay?
I certainly hope you won't forget the Tim man.
I'll keep the oil can ready. Have a good time.
See you later. Guys, group hug.
Oh, man. Dad, we're too old for this.
You're too old for a group hug? It's back to individual ones, then.
Thing looks real sound, Al. Oh, this is great!
This is Marv's idea of a vacation? Remind me not to use his travel agent.
I think this is paradise on ice.
Well, why don't you go unpack and I'll putt around here in the living room.
Ah, come on, Tim. Before you put it down, I think maybe you should just relax and enjoy the whole ice fishing experience.
You're right, Al. Gotta unpack my fishing gear. Hot rod magazines. Radio. And my little personal TV.
You brought a TV?
You betcha. Maybe we could watch Gilligan's Island. See how 7 people feel about being stranded in the middle of nowhere.
Ah, come on, Tim.
Oh, I brought something for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Binford's new guy-on-the-go toiletries. Hand cleaner. They'll get off any smell.
Smells like sawdust. I like it. All right, well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to fish. How about it? Oh, boy. Looks like we're frozen over here.
I'll come back this summer.
Come on, Jim. Why don't you chisel a hole and I'll bait the hooks?
I can use a crowbar?
You got a crowbar? I got a chisel right here.
All right. Small hole, huh?
Yeah, that ought to do us. Oh, boy.
Attach that chisel.
Jim, that chisel's been in my family for generations. That was handed down to me by my great-grandfather, Hal Borland.
Well, it's not like it was new.
How long we gotta keep this stuff on?
Oh, just another minute. Oh, was such a good movie. I'm rewinding.
I love Gigi.
Why can't life be like that? You're always in France, you drink champagne, and you sing.
My life is a lot like Gigi's, except I live in Detroit, drink diet soda, and my husband grunts.
What do you want to watch next?
Oh, wait. I brought The Long Hot Summer with Paul Newman.
I love Paul Newman.
Me too. Doesn't Paul Newman remind you of Al?
We're bleached. Let's go.
Oh, it's good. It stings.
Well, Eileen, I'm glad to hear that romance isn't dead. I remember when my husband was romantic. Every day when Joe came home from the slaughterhouse, he'd bring me a heart-shaped hamburger patty.
Tim is at his most romantic during the Dollar Day sale at Sears. All I gotta do is wear a negligee and hold up a tulle towel on.
I can't imagine Al ever losing his flair for romance.
That's because you're still at the stage where he's serenading you with violins at dinner. In 6 months, the only serenading you're gonna hear is his burping on the way to the bathroom.
Yeah, and once inside, there's a serenade you really don't want to hear.
Reception's terrible in here. I can't tell whether Gilligan got him off the island or the Pistons are about to score. Someone's driving the lane. Go, go! It's Thurston Howell.
Lovey, I just slammed the ball, Lovey. Come here, give me a big smackaroonie, Lovey.
Come on, Jim. We're here to fish.
Don't tell me. Tell the fish. Been here 4 hours without a bite.
Well, you know, there's a lot more to fishing than just catching fish. It's about being out in the wilderness, getting away from our women and our job. Just men spending time together.
How we spend all day together.
Yeah, but we never get a chance to talk that often.
You want to talk? Let's talk. I'll turn the sound down.
You're not going to turn it off?
No, I can watch this, listen to you. I do it with Jill all the time.
Well, you know, there's an awful lot going on in my life right now.
What?
Never mind. Let's just fish.
All right, half time. Hey, why don't we just fish? Hold this.
What are you doing?
I'm going to speed up the process a little bit. Make the hole bigger.
Jim, leave the floor alone. The hole is fine. It's a standard size hole.
Standard schmandard. Increase the size of the hole, you double your chances of catching fish.
Perch are not that big.
Look, open the hole. We might get bigger fish.
I don't think you should do this, Tim.
Trust me, Al.
Oh, my God! Tim!
Let's get in there. It's kind of exhilarating.
There, are you warmer now?
Thanks.
I can't believe you came up here without a change of clothes.
Well, I didn't intend on falling through the ice, Al.
Everybody knows that when you come on a trip like this, you have to plan for every possible contingency. And with you, every contingency is possible.
Well, this contingency is your fault.
Fine. Just lucky that I brought an extra set of clothes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm real lucky. One size fits Al?
Just, here, give me the keys to the car. I'll take this stuff and get the car warmed up.
Gladly.
You know, Tim, I was hoping that this trip, you know, we could relax and talk on a more personal level.
How much more personal can we get? I'm wearing your underwear.
What I meant was talk about our hopes, our fears. You didn't lose the car keys, did you?
Hope I didn't. But I fear I did. You want to go in? I've already been in.
thought you said waxing your legs didn't hurt that much.
Oh, it gets easier every time you do it. Hurry, you're dipping the bread in the hot wax. This is the fondue.
That's all right. I'll take it home to Joe. He'll eat anything. So, you're on a desert island. You can be with one man for the rest of your life. Who do you pick?
Al.
You can't pick somebody you know. This is a fantasy.
Come on, Eileen. Live a little.
All right. There is somebody I have always had a little thing for. One of the sexiest men of all time, Pierre Fouchard.
Ooh, that sounds hot. Is he some kind of French actor or something?
Nope, he was the father of modern dentistry.
That would have been my second guess.
He has a beard just like Al's. Oh.
You like beards, huh? Mm-hmm. Me, I'm a tush girl. Do you ever see the buns on Baryshnikov?
Oh, very nice buns. Mm. But I like a man who makes me laugh. I think that the perfect man is Harpo Marx. No, he's hilarious and he never says a word.
Well, there's no sign of Wilson, but it's so dark out there, how could you tell? Tim, what are you doing?
I'm using my know-how to double the heat out of this thing.
Would that be the same know-how you used to double the size of the hole?
This would be great. Marvel loved it.
I wish you wouldn't fiddle with these things.
Hi-ho, stranded neighbors.
Come on in, Wilson.
Hey, Wilson.
Oh, thanks for driving up.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tim, here's your extra set of keys.
Thanks.
Here's an old pair of my shoes.
All right.
Wow. Where did you get these fish?
Well, when I was looking for your shanty, I found some very nice people whose cooler was overflowing. You know, they say the fishing's the best it's been up here in 12 years.
I do not understand why we have not caught any fish.
What is that rather pungent aroma?
Oh, it's Tim's hand cleaner over there.
Tim, I think I can explain to you why you didn't catch anything. You know, it's a well-known fact that fish are attracted to bait by the scent. However, if the bait is overridden with a more powerful smell, such as cologne or hand cleaner that smells like sawdust, then instead the fish are repelled.
Nice going, Tim.
You said you liked the smell of that.
Well, I'm not a fish. Well, I think I'll just go pack the gear up in the car and, here. We don't want to forget your precious TV. Maybe you'll get better reception on the way home.
Trouble on the ice, Tim.
Yeah, the Husky's misbehaving.
Well, that's too bad. A trip like this ought to be a good opportunity for men to spend some time together. Talk, share some laughs.
That's all you want to do is talk.
Oh, what'd you talk about?
Oh, I wasn't listening to him.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're being very receptive.
What kind of guy wants to be outdoors and listen to another man talk about what's bugging him?
Like you and I do in the backyard?
Yeah.
You see, Tim, friendship is a symbiotic relationship. Two people have to contribute equally.
Yeah, but it's different with you and me.
Well, why is it different?
There's a fence.
Well, fence or no fence, I think Al just wanted you to listen.
Thanks again, Wilson, for coming all the way up.
Yeah, we'll meet you at your car. We'll all caravan home.
Okay, yes, indeed.
You got everything?
Almost. You know, a while ago, you were talking about how your life's become real full. What were you talking about?
Tim, I don't want to talk about it now.
Oh, come on. Good friendships are kumbayatic.
You want to sing camp songs?
I was just wondering,
How long have you been dating Eileen now? It's got to be 5 months, right?
Well, actually, it's 4 months and 13 days. And yeah, actually, you know, well, with you and Jill, how long was it before you realized she was the one?
When she told me.
You turned off the heater, right?
What do you think I am, an idiot? Hi.
How was your trip?
Good. How was your hair removal party?
Well, you be the judge.
Ooh. Oh. Well, you missed a little patch right here.
I did not. So all your fish are in here?
Well, actually, I had Al keep in his refrigerator.
You didn't catch any, did you?
Not even when I fell in.
You fell in? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, what happened? Tell me all about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I spent the last 2.5 hours driving with Al, talking with him about everything. Boyhood, memories, his relationship with Eileen, even why he wears flannel.
Why does he wear flannel?
It's kind of a neat story, really. When his dad had his workshop out, it was out behind the house, it was very cold. And when Al was a little kid, he came out and worked, and it was so cold, his dad put these big flannel shirts on him.
I think that's nice that you two shared so much.
Yeah.
Did you help him decide whether he should buy Marv Shanty?
Yeah.
What did he decide?
What did he decide? He figured that since it burnt down, it wasn't a good time to buy it.
Did you burn down Marv Shanty?
What is it with you? I walked through the door, you immediately accused me of burning it down. Why? Why? Why?
Tim.
Right to the ground. Right. Ashes.
Oh, no.
I'm sure he's got an insurance policy that covers a shanty clause in there.
Tim, there is no such thing as shanty clause.
Well, it'll be all right. Marv and I go way back. He'll understand. What? This fondue will put hair in your chest.
No, Tim. This fondue will take the hair right off your chest.
What is it? One side.